a pigeon, or a dove? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A pigeon or a dove? Are you thinking about yourself as being a pigeon, or are you thinking of yourself as being a dove? A pigeon is very commonplace, and it is very bothersome, whereas a dove is considered as very peaceful and very holy. The official common name of the pigeon was recently changed from rock dove to rock pigeon. How interesting. Why is it that we think about that? Why is it that a name was changed from a rock dove to a rock pigeon? The dove is really something very special and very wonderful. It has been the representation of peace and the representation of being divine. And yet, we changed the name. They changed the legal status name of dovery. What do you think? What do you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself as a commonplace or a bothersome being, or are you a peaceful and a holy being? If you're a peaceful and a holy being, well, then you think of yourself as being a dove. For the dove, historically, has always been that bird which comes to the place of bringing the leaf of the fig leaf, the peace leaf. It wants to bring peace, and it wants to bring happiness, and it wants to bring joy, and it wants to bring all balance and harmony. It was spoken of in Noah's Ark. It was the dove of peace came and showed that the earth was ready to receive life and humanity again. I like to think of ourselves, all humanity, as doves. As peaceful, as loving, as wonderful things, as wonderful beings who are always interested in everything being harmonious and good. Why is it that I like to think of that? I like to think of that because I think that all of nature and all of life has a tendency to be peaceful. Oh, we may look at life and we may look at the way animals go out and gather in other animals for food, and we do the same thing. We do the same thing. We have our butcher shops and we have our cattle raising programs. We have all these things that we do to do, but all things really are peaceful. All things really are peaceful. And the more peaceful we become, the more gentle we become, the more dove-like we become. And the idea of being a dove is something very special. It's kind of interesting when you come down and think about it that the name, common name of pigeon was recently changed from rock dove to rock pigeon. Rock dove. Rock pigeon. What's in a name? So much is in a name, because we learn to think about things relative to their name. And we give names to things and circumstances and people. How could a dove represent peace? How could a dove be the symbol of peace? And do people sometimes go around shooting doves and eating doves? Yes. But is the dove a symbol of peace? Yes, it is. It's a symbol of peace, and it's what the name shows forth, what people think of when they think of the name dove. What do people think when they think of your name? When people think of the name that you have, that you call yourself. You call yourself Ellen, or you call yourself Herb, or you call yourself Anita, or you call yourself Sylvia, or you call yourself any other name that you'd like to call yourself. And what does that name mean? When I speak the name of my son Mark, instantly I think of excellence. Instantly I think of something that's tremendously magical, tremendously wonderful, tremendously fantastic, something that is very special. Now, when I think of Ellen's name, I think of a person who is an ideal woman, a person who is an ideal mother, a person who is ideal in every way, shape, and form. I think of the ideal spiritual master. I think of the ideal creature who lives and loves and is an expression of all that is pure and good and beautiful. These are things that we have, that we think of when we think of the names of anything. We have to be very careful what kind of name we give to people, places, and things in our life. Because as we give names to people, places, and things in our life, then that is what they are beheld in our consciousness and in our world. And if we call all things good and beautiful, all things uplifting, all things wonderful and magical, then so they are. But if we call things not good, if we call things not beneficial, if we call things ugly, then that's what they are for us. And the rest of the world may look upon us and say, my goodness, what kind of eyes do you see with? What kind of attitudes do you see with? What kind of a world do you see with? What kind of a life do you see with? Can you imagine what kind of a life you see with? Can you imagine what kind of a world you see with when you allow other people to put names on objects, places, persons, and things in your life? People have a dog, and they say their dog is good and beautiful, and their dog is wonderful, and they love the dog. And other people, they have dogs for a guard dog, and the dog is supposed to guard them and protect them. And why is it that everyone doesn't have a guard dog? Why is it everyone doesn't have a dog to protect them? Why is it that everyone doesn't have something in their life that causes them to feel safe and good, some animal that's guiding them, guarding them? Because most people don't need a guard dog. Of all the dogs on the face of the earth, and there are millions and millions of them, of all the dogs on the face of the earth, how many are used as guard dogs? And as Caesar Maline tells us, the dog whisperer, he says, when you think of some of the dogs that are used as guard dogs, they're really just big lovers. They have been trained to be guard dogs. They're not really guard dogs. They don't really care to do that type of a job, but they're trained to do that. And then a dog is brought back from a service where it was trained to be a dog that did what you might say are vicious things, and is trained to be a lover again. Can it ever fall back and be a vicious thing? Oh, certainly. Can it be a lover? Certainly. How can it be trained? It is trained by peace. It is trained by gentleness. It is trained by love. It is trained by being a reflection of its master. And all of its master's foibles, all of its master's hang-ups are expressed in the dog. If the master is fearful, the dog will be fearful. If a master is content, the dog is content. We cannot rename pigeons and call them doves, and we cannot rename doves and call them a pigeon. We cannot do these things because they are always what they are. And they will always be the gentle, loving, peaceful beings the dove is. And the pigeon will always be, in our mind, commonplace and bothersome. Birds all have a purpose and all serve a beautiful purpose. They all have a need and an activity in our life. And the sooner we learn to name it and claim it, give recognition to what it is we really believe. What kind of a dog do you want? What kind of a bird do you want in your life? What kind of an expression do you want in your world? And when you find out what that expression is and what that purpose is and what that direction is, they will find out that You cannot go around renaming things, because when you rename it, you put it into an entirely different category. And putting it in an entirely different category, you find that it no longer is what it was. It no longer is the beautiful thing that it is. It becomes something strange and unusual. We should be very careful how we name and claim things in our life, how we look at the world, and how we express the world, and how we love the world. Because the world is an expression only of who and what we are. And so, the doves of this world are the peacemakers of this world. And let us all call each other and ourselves the dove, the peacemaker, the one who sets the world in divine order now and always. We can do that, you know. We can do that. We can name Ellen a beautiful, fantastic person, Mark a glorious young man. We can name all the people in our world outstanding and glorious. Or we can name them limited. How do you want to name everything in your world? A pigeon or a dove? Or do you want to put a different recognition on what the word pigeon means and what the word dove means? Dove is a pretty good word, and it's something we might well pay attention to and enjoy. Well, my doves, have a lovely day, and call yourself the name that recognizes the divinity that's within you today. I love you. I love you. I love you.